Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Island Baseball Network, we join in on manager Rocco Baldelli's pregame session with the media. His pregame comments brought to you by UCARE. Rocco has no worries on if Bailey Ober can bounce back today from the rough start Monday.
Just that he's done it before. You know, he doesn't have too many starts where he goes out there and struggles, but when he does, he normally finds himself very quickly. And I don't think there's going to be any aftermath or any, you know, holdover any part of that last start. I don't think is going to come with him into this start. I think he's going to come out fresh.
Yeah, every time this season that Bailey has allowed four or more runs in a start, he's followed that up with an outing where the opponent never played it more than three. Here's a scouting report from Rocco on the guy Toronto is throwing, Yariel Rodriguez.
He has a good way to neutralize left-handers that's been good for him. He does throw cutting four-seam fastball. We've seen a few guys that do that lately. We've run into some starting pitchers that have some cut on their fastball. Some of them we've done pretty well against. Some of them we have not, I think, because every one of those pitches is a little different and might affect the team a little bit differently. So I think that's one of his strengths. I think that's a reason why he's been a pretty neutral pitcher by a lot of measures. And it's something that he probably will try to rely on at least at certain points in this game. So, you know, it's one reason why we have some of our righties further up in the lineup and kind of spread out. And we have a little bit of a different lineup look today to give our righties a little bit more of a chance to get out there and affect the game.
Part of that different looking lineup, well, Willie Castro playing center. His first start out there since June 6th. But with Margot hurt and Brooks Lee being back, Willie's going to be on the move again.
But I think there are going to be certain lineups, certain configurations, groups of players that are playing at the same time where Willie's still going to come back and find himself in the infield, and there are going to be times where he's going to find himself in the outfield. But today I wanted to get Brooks in there. I think the best way to do that was to just get him out there at shortstop, let him play, and put Willie out there in the outfield and get him back out there because that's something that he's going to need to do, you know, start bouncing around again. And move around the field. But I think Willie's up for pretty much anything.
Brooks Lee, Diego Castillo here as the September call-ups. Michael Hellman taking Margot's spot. Rocco excited to welcome him to the majors.
It's one of the best parts of my job, and I think a lot of people in the game feel the same way. I know there are many people in our organization, in our player development group especially, in our scouting group, but our player development group's been working with this guy for a while and has had a lot of belief in him, knows that he can offer a lot of different things to a team. He's been a good player, and when he's been able to stay out there consistently, he's been very productive, and he has some tools, he has some athleticism, he can move around the field. I don't know if anyone, you know, has recognized this, but we like it when guys can move around the field and do different things.
Yeah, and Hellman is versatile. He is in that Austin Martin, Willie Castro mold. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. The buck stops behind the batting cage. That's next here in your home for Twins baseball.